Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran, and I am here. Grady's at the board, managing things. We're ready, willing, and able to take your calls or your emails. In fact, so we'll just sit here quietly. No, we won't. I'm going to give out the numbers real quick. 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And I will read your emails, and you can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. Grady.
You might have heard that full station ID at the beginning of the show. For any of those listeners out there who are new to Talkline, all those numbers that Diane just gave out, use them all. When you get a busy here, it's not a busy, it rings through. So again, 543-5985, 543-2756, or toll free from the village, 1-800-995-8954.
Okay. Yes, so today is looking overcast, slight little snow flurries going on. I guess this is probably some of the most snow I've ever seen in all my years out here. And as for our show here, you can call in about anything. Vaccinations are kind of a big deal right now. So if you got your vaccination and want to call and talk about that, you're welcome to. If you did not get a vaccination and do not plan on getting a vaccination, you can call in about that too. And if you have announcements, if you have, I've had people send in poetry that I've read on air, that's also welcome. And anything else that's a great topic for you, or you want to share some gratitude you have for something in your life. As you can tell, it's really anything at all that you feel comfortable sharing. People really do enjoy hearing from people.
Did you catch my show this morning, Coffee at KYUK?
No, I did not.
I interviewed the first woman infantryman in the Alaska National Guard, a Chupik from Bethel.
Really? Oh, I'm going to go back and listen to that.
It'll re-air, of course, at 12:40 after the news.
Oh, okay. Oh, today at 12:40?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, and as always, available at Coffee at KYUK if you surf over to programs at the top right-hand corner of your kyuk.org website.
Does KYUK have an app? Like if you go into the app store, can you go to, are our shows in there? Oh, okay. Question to be answered after our first caller that's just now calling in. So we have Stephen Alexi from Nebosiak. Thank you, Stephen. Welcome to the show. Hello, Stephen. You're on the air. He might be on the air. I don't hear him. Okay, no. I don't hear Stephen. Okay, so we have a little technical glitch there. Okay. So today's weather is going to be...
I was trying to say hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, sorry, Stephen. We had a technical glitch. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I guess I beat the first traditional caller, Dominic.
Well, you know what? We can mix up our traditions sometimes.
But anyway, I'm calling because a couple of weeks ago there was KYUK news about Polk's land issue. And
yes.
I thank the city of Bethel for taking a stand against the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
These Polk family haven't said anything because I'm pretty sure they were taught by their mom not to, you know, talk back or complain. And I thank them for taking a stand also against the state, the Polk family. because, you know, their late mom was from the Tundra villages, and the Polk families are native. You know, they may have a darker skin, but they have native blood. So, you know, they need to respect the land that their mom chose for the native allotment, and, you know, try to work another way if the state can. You know, by eminent domain is practically stealing from the Polk family. The tribes of the area need to take a stand against the state of Alaska and say enough is enough. You know, even these, you know, we're trying to have been advocating for a regional tribal government, and YKHC took a stand against its own tribes when 70+% of the region is in support. You know, the full 58 each area tribe needs to write a letter to the executive board and administration of YKHC and ask them to step down. None of the inherent rights of these tribes have been taken away since YKHC was, you know, formed, AVCP Housing Authority. In fact, those separate entities have empowered each tribe to bring in federal funding, probably reaching in the near billions of dollars to our area. And with this regional tribal government is established, it will probably bring in more funding at the federal level. Our state of Alaska is dwindling in funding with the oil resources and the natural resources depleting. Those are my 2 cents. Good morning. Bye.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for calling. Yes. Okay, so what were you going to say, Grady, earlier?
You were asking me a question, I believe, and I had to...
App.
Yeah.
Whether our radio station has an app.
What I was going to say is radio stations do bundle apps that like put basically just kind of encapsulate the stream and encapsulate the website. And it tends to just be another thing on your phone. And it's just the website and the stream. So we don't have one. There's opportunities for us to, you know, put one together. But it would just be another thing to, you know, to maintain. And it would just be another little link on your
right.
deal. If you go in your Safari, if you're an iPhone user and you're on KYUK.org, you can create a shortcut to KYUK.org as an app on your phone using the create shortcut link on your iPhone. And you can do the same on Android. I just can't give the concise instructions over the air like that. But you can call me.
Okay.
You can give me an email, grady@kyuk.org, if you'd like to know how to get a shortcut on your phone. I'll make sure I give you help.
Okay. That sounds good. All right. I have a quick Tundra Drums announcement. The USDA protein, produce, and dairy boxes freight did not yet arrive in Bethel. As a result, there is no distribution today in housing. The Bethel Food Assistance Program's Facebook page will post when the boxes arrive. Okay, good to know. Let's see. Fritz. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. This is Fritz. How are you?
Hi, fine.
Hey, that app you guys are wondering about was told by one of my coworkers. He's here from Bethel, but he showed me an app that you can download. It's free, and you can listen to KYUK anyway. It's called Simple Radio. And it's an app that you can download and look for KYUK. It'll pop right up, and you can listen to your Friday morning talk show right from your telephone, your cell phone.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Grady, I think, uses that app as well. That's a
yes.
good tip. Yeah. Thank you.
And then Since there's some couple of fish meetings coming up next month, the first one's going to be the Inter-Tribal Fish Commission meeting, and they're gonna start start up meetings again, and then for the state fish and game Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group, we're going to meet the first or second week of May, one of those two weeks. After that, we'll start up meeting probably the first week of June, and every week for about a couple of hours. And the only thing that I have a situation with is that that whenever we have weekly meetings, there is no involvement from anybody out in the villages. And yet, they call here to the KYUK on 3 days a week now, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, and bicker about the federal regulations or the state regulations, and what good is that going to do? You know, it's all talk. No information. Nothing will get done calling the KYK radio station. You know, it's in one ear and out the other. You know, if you guys really want something done, if you want your voices heard, start attending the meetings. Start attending the meetings. That's the only way that we're going to start changing things around here. Even with YKHC, to me, all the board of YKHC are just pushovers. They're going to do what the president wants to do. There is no research involvement from anybody. Okay, that sounds good. Let's go with that. Okay, that sounds good. Let's go with that one, too. Nobody's doing the research. They're just picking anybody that's, you know, that's got no insight, that doesn't do any research. You know, we need to start electing people that need or want to help this region out here in the Southwest region. That's all I got, Diane. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fritz.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. We really appreciate people calling and expressing their point of view on different topics. And it turns out that for some people, it's really educational and lets them know some of the key things that are going on.
Good points, too. Good points made by Mr. Charles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, participation. You know, complaining is one thing, but making your actual opinions heard in the form of coalition building and community action is another thing altogether. And that's what I hear him calling his neighbors to do, is join him in going to meetings, actually, yeah, not just calling in. Mm-hmm. But speaking of calling in, I want to hear from people in new villages who've just recently gotten our repeaters.
Oh, so, yeah. What are the villages that now?
Well, now you put me on the spot. I don't have the document in front of me. Well. But if you're in Ninamikwa, if you're in Quinahawk, if you're in Russian Mission, those are some of the new ones.
Okay.
And you're hearing us for one of the first times on the airwaves, I know that Diane would love to hear from you. I definitely want to hear
from because you. These are areas that you could not have heard on the airwaves before. We should look those up and
well, I have it. I just need to put it in front of my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to sound completely foolish.
You get on that, Grady, okay?
I will.
Okay, I'm going to give a little bit of a weather report here. It's going to be patchy, freezing fog in the morning. We definitely see that. Snow likely, then scattered snow showers in the afternoon, snow accumulation up to 2 inches, highs in the mid-20s to lower 30s, southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows 0 to 10 above. Now see, for me, Grady, anything near zero, I feel like is no problem. Like I can come and go. So lows 0 to 10 above tonight, They don't scare me.
Unless it's windy.
You know, even at zero, I can handle the wind. It's like when it's 20 degrees and a wind chill. Well, now, then we're talking. Saturday, tomorrow, it's going to be partly cloudy, highs 10 to 15 above, northwest wind 10 to 25 miles an hour. Okay, we're going to go to John Nick. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, boy. How are you guys doing there?
Fine.
Thank boy, you. This winter just seems to hang on, huh?
Now, is this more snow than you're used to, than you've seen in your?
I guess we call it a spring winter. Mm-hmm. Spring.
Was there this much snow when you were growing up?
Oh yeah, there's a lot during the years, and then it fluctuated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And almost end of the season, it seemed like we were getting more snow, like later in the month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, we were really dry. And one thing about the snow, I've noticed in the past, used to be nice and heavy flakes, but I shouldn't say nice, but it did a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But there are nice heavy flakes nowadays, since that whole in the atmosphere, it seemed like we got a lot of, like real dry snow powder, but that adds up, you know. And in the past, we used to have a little more moisture on there. Hello, am I talking?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no, we're listening to you.
I'm glad you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Got nervous and was really quiet.
I'm being an attentive listener.
Oh, well, thank you, Bab. Anyway,
carry on.
Please be careful out there. It's real slippery, you know. And poor yesterday when we were going by housing, we seen a two car that had a head on, a taxi cab and another car. And I hope nobody got hurt or seriously hurt.
Oh, wow.
Very
okay.
Bad.
Where was that?
That was yesterday up by right across ABCP Housing.
Oh, okay.
Up in that area.
Oh, I hope everything was okay.
And it was really, visibility was really poor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge people when it's like that, if you don't have to drive, please don't be driving these kind of conditions. It's really dangerous, not only for you, but for the other passengers and the value of your car and everything else, you know. Your life matters, so treat it with respect.
Yeah.
You know, don't go out of your way and say you know it all, because you don't know it all. You know, like my saying is, I learn something every day, no matter how old I am. You know, that life's a learning process.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay attention to what you acknowledge and receive, you know. Be careful, that's really slippery under the roads while you're driving. Because the warm air in the ground creates like a moisture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's dark out there. Anyway, everyone, please have a good, safe weekend. Still waiting for a stimulus. I didn't understand what about the card. We were saying some people say you got to have a card. What the heck is that anyway?
Well, I think they're going on this. Well, that was for the $600.
Yeah.
They sent it out as a card. That almost to some people it looked like it might be a scam, and they didn't know that it was actually a card that you could have with $600 built into it. Now for the $1,400 stimulus, that's coming to you direct deposit to your bank account, or it'll be mailed to you. Now I know somebody who just got their deposit yesterday, so John, it might take. We're probably right now in the next few weeks, these checks will be coming through.
Oh, okay, because
yeah.
Well, what was confusing to me was the last one I had, me and my brother, we had under the direct deposit. Now it's a little different. You know, we had our direct deposit. Now we maybe it's the mailing, because we receive benefits. We never do our tax, because it's not non-taxable, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Maybe the taxpayers are there first, like, I like the idea of the women and the children first before us. That was good, you know, good for people like that.
Yes.
If you had kids, you care for them, you got them first above everybody else. That's what it's all about. That was good,
mm-hmm.
You know. That's,
sure.
I don't mind waiting on those kind of circumstances. It'll just be waiting and you have that much more money, I guess. Just be patient. I just try to talk myself into it and other people too.
Yeah, and you know, you might be able to go to your bank and ask them about it.
Yeah,
they
I've been calling them every day. You know,
oh, okay.
So.
Okay. Oh, all right. You've
already. Anyway, we'll just keep in touch. Like you were saying, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I
like
think.
Like money
it's...
in the bank.
Yeah.
So, anyway, everyone, please be safe. Wear your life jacket.
I know. I was waiting for that.
Well,
just to be on the safe side, just to prepare for July, wear your life jacket now.
Wear rain gear. Take along rain gear. Not you don't have to wear it.
Yeah.
But the weather changes so dramatically, you know.
During this time, the wilderness
and have all wet clothes. It's good to carry extra bundle, though, for survival.
Sure.
You know. And when you're out there ptarmigan hunting, please watch where you've been shooting. I've been reading on Facebook. Some people were out there hunting, and then the couple guys were shooting 22s, and there you can hear the ricochets going right by them. So when you're out there hunting, please look around and observe it. Make sure there's nobody around there, because that rifle bullet travels a long ways and tend to ricochet, you know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're going to hunt where there's a lot of time, you could take a shot then, because they only have a certain distance before they dissipate. Where the rifle bullet will travel a long ways, and that's dangerous. So please be aware and use your common sense and be safety aware.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and fishing, please take your trash home.
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay, that's it, Dad.
All right, thank you, John.
Yeah, clear.
All right. Hey, good morning. He was thorough.
Yes.
Covered a lot of bases there.
Now, you might notice on our little notepad that I've got the full ID up.
That's awesome.
I also can play it for us if you'd like to listen to it with everyone.
Yeah, listen to it. Yeah, let's play it.
You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, 91.9 FM in Aniak, KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivak, KWTB 92.3 FM in Lucknuck, 93.3 FM, KCEF Chifornik, KHSK Imonik, KUIT Good News Bay, KKWG Kogiganuk, KUZY Nunamikwa, KWNQ Quinnahawk, and KRMR Russian Mission.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so if you're living in any of those villages, you get to go ahead and call in to KYUK, and you can give us a shout-out. We often hear from Chivak. They just call to say hello. And we have Cody from Anchorage. Good morning, Cody. Hi, Cody. This is Diane. You're on Talk Line.
Hi, Diane. This is Cody.
Hi.
Calling for the first time, but I've emailed before, and
yes.
I decided to pop my KYUK Talk Line cherry this morning.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to call, and I thought that a good way to pop my cherry would be by telling a joke.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so
yes.
This is how it goes. So Dalai Lama walked into a pizza shop and asked, can you make me one with everything? The pizza guy was kind of puzzled. He said, you must find the inner peace, right?
Yes.
And Dalai Lama was like, okay, just hold the onions. And then the pizza guy quickly looked around for a sack of onions, and he found a sack of onions and held it right in front of Dalai Lama's view, thinking that Dalai was teaching him some sort of important life lesson.
Uh-huh.
And Dalai Lama did not have pizza that evening. Instead, he went to Red Robin across the street. just wanted to say good morning and hello, and especially hello to Chivak.
Yeah, you know, Cody, I've noticed that you have sent in some very nice emails that we appreciated. And also, you sent in an email one time that got me to learn about the music we play at break, because I really like the sound of that music.
Yeah, I listen to it every single day.
Yeah, yeah. And now are you living in Anchorage? Or are you coming
back
here?
Yes, I live in Anchorage currently. Mm.
Okay, good. Well, it's really great that you called. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. I listen to you every Friday. I feel like I know you.
I know. Well, there you go. Yeah, it's does you. Well, you almost were going to join a program, I think, that I was in, that I was teaching in. If it was
well,
you or another Cody, maybe.
Now that I'm on TalkLine, if there's anybody who's going to be attending the University of Alaska Anchorage this fall, I'll be teaching an Eskimo dance class, and if you're interested in that, take it. I mean, like, it's a really good class, and it goes much more, it goes far beyond just Eskimo dancing and singing. There's so much included in the class that I almost don't want to call it an Eskimo dance class. It's almost like a history course. But anyways, if anybody's taking classes at UAA next fall, look me up and sign up for my class, and I'll guarantee you that you will enjoy yourself.
Oh, I know. Well, now, are you teaching it on campus at UAA, or is it face-to-face in the
yes,
fall?
Yes, it'll be on campus. It's an in-person class, and we're kind of still figuring out the logistics of that, but hopefully everything will work out. And by the way, it's looking right now, it seems that it's going to work out just fine.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm really glad that you mentioned if you're going to teach dance, you teach the whole, because it's not just body movement. There's a history, there's a spirituality, there's cultural parts to it, and everything has meaning, and it's really cool. I would love to take a class like that and just learn the whole, all of it. Like, you, sounds like you're going
to
teach it.
Now you're starting to make me feel like Dalai Lama here.
Oh, I bow to you. Yes, okay, so now.
Anyways, enjoy your morning, and I'm glad that I called in for the first time.
Yes, all right, awesome. Hope you call in again. All right.
Yep, thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. All right, Cody. Bye. All right. That was really nice. I've read some books that have the Yupik masks, dancing. Dr. Teresa John wrote a book, Our Way of Making Prayer, which is a book all, and it was based on her doctoral dissertation, a book on Yupik dance. Yeah, so we'll, oh, hi. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. I missed the name. All right. Tom from Chillista. Good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Dan, how are you doing this morning?
All right. Good. And
fog treating you okay?
Is who?
Is the fog treating you okay this morning?
Yeah. You know, the fog is very kind and gentle with me. So I'm okay
oh,
with
good,
it.
Good.
All right. So what's going on in the world of Chillista?
Yeah, well, I wanted to call and remind about two important updates coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Deadline. The first deadline is actually today. So at the beginning of the month, Chillista announced our 2021 spring distribution. It's our biggest ever at over $8 million.
Wow.
And today is the deadline to get your updates, either for your contact information, like your address or phone number, or updates or new direct deposit. So we need to have those by 5 p.m. today so we can get that to you without any delay when it's distributed next month. So address updates, information updates, that can be done online at mychillista.com. That's mychillista.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to chillistacorp.com, and you can find our direct deposit form there and also be able to submit an address update through the contact form that we have there. So chillistacorp.com for the direct deposit form. You'd need to fax that back so we get it in time, or go to mychillista.com to update your personal information. And then the other deadline I wanted to remind people for are the shareholder awards. Those are due next Friday, the 31st, the end of the month. So we've still got a week and a half left,
mm-hmm.
but the shareholder awards, you can nominate a shareholder or descendant living in or out of the region, and those who are selected by the board they'll receive a plaque and $1,500.
Now, what's the criteria for nominating someone?
There are five different categories. They're on the nomination form. That is also on our website. For example, there's a culture bearer. There's a youth or educator of the year, shareholder of the year award, business of the year. Delta Discovery, they were business of the year recipient in the past.
Oh, cool.
Liza Phillips was a culture bearer. The late, great John Active, he was a shareholder of the year recipient. So several different categories. Please, definitely, if you know someone that's amazing, please nominate them.
Okay. That sounds really nice. All right. Good. Good, good.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah. Glad you called. That's good information.
Take care.
All right. Bye. So be sure to go to chelista.org. mychelista.com so that you can update your information. All right. We're going to go to a very short break. And I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline on 640 AM as well as Other Villages FM. All right. Bye.
Kuskokwim Ice Road Update. The ice road has been plowed to Neposkiak, Oscarville, Nepakiak, and the Johnson River, Monocking area. The road is narrow, and there is some overflow. Use caution, and please do not travel if the weather is bad. This message from the Napaimute Ice Road crew, and this announcement is for informational purposes only and is not an advisory that it is safe to travel.
Health coverage is important now more than ever. Enroll in marketplace coverage now through May 15, 2021. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Everyone, welcome back. We've got a Teresa from Intertribal Fish Commission. Good morning, Teresa.
Hi, thanks, Diane. Yeah, my name is Teresa Moji, and I'm calling with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. And I just wanted can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we just had a momentary burble.
Okay, okay.
Carry on.
No worries. Yeah, well, I just heard what Fritz was saying about how important it is that folks need to get involved if they, like when fishing season comes up and we're talking about the salmon and that it just, you know, it's a good thing to talk about it and let the management agencies know what's going on the river. So I just wanted to let people know that there is a way to talk with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Every Monday during King Salmon season, we hold a weekly open to the public, toll-free teleconference, and it's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and this year it'll start on May 17th and run through July 12th, and it's a way for you to call in and talk with folks at the Fish Commission and fish commissioners from all up and down the river and fishermen from all up and down the river, too, and just you can ask your questions about, you know, different, like what gear type can be used this year or when the next harvest opportunity will be, or how many fish people are catching downriver if you're from upriver or vice versa. So our staff listens into that. Staff from the refuge will be listening into that, and we will take people's comments and thoughts into consideration during our management meeting that happened during the summer. So if you want your voice to be heard by us, that is a great way, just to get involved and to speak your mind, to let us know what's going on. So All that information is available on our website. Our website is cuscosalmon.org. And there will also be a lot of info on Facebook and around town closer to the salmon season. So just wanted to let people know that that's a way they can be involved in fishing management this season, even if they're not one of our fish commissioners or they don't work for the refuge or the state or something.
Mm, okay. Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Good morning.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, yeah, so a lot of announcements about fish starting to come about because that time is a couple months away, getting everyone geared up and ready to go. I'm going to give out the numbers again, 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can be anonymous for both your emails and your calls. I have to do a little birthday shout-out now to Deshan Foray, who's the KUC counselor and RHS Humes faculty. She's in Louisiana right now. So happy birthday. Have one beignet for me. No, actually, have about 10 for me, okay? You can have as many as you want for yourself, but have 10 for me. All right, we have Noah from Tuluksac. Good morning, Noah. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. I pretty much have several issues here that deals with our subsistence.
Awesome.
Wolf is impacting and killing moose. We all know that there's a lot of snow and the wolves have advantage over moose. People that go out fishing or hunting, seeing dead moose not too far from Tuluksac, and it'll probably be more further up because the wolves are migrating fast in numbers, and they're killing off our resources. That's one area. And the other area where I've always seen airplanes driving away caribou or reindeers away from Tuluksac.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get the tail numbers, but I know they're red and white with white trimming and blue and white trimming. That's been going on for years.
Oh.
And it's not right to drive animals away. If I were doing it, they'd definitely go after me. But it's been an issue for us all those years, along with the wolves that are growing in numbers. And as I speak, the snow, we know it's high this year, and it makes the ice thin because it cushions it. So if anyone is traveling, let your relatives know where you're going so people will know if you're missing or not in your time frame, that the individual is missing. So that way the searchers will know the location to search for.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common to let people know an individual that's traveling out anywhere. And the weather can change very dramatically in seconds.
True.
So drive carefully out there and relay the family where they're going and heading and the time frame they're coming back. That's all I have to say. Have a wonderful day, Diane.
Thank you. You too, Noah.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Yeah, now we're seeing more moose casually strolling around Bethel now than we used to. I think from that 5-year moratorium on hunting, you know. Okay, I have, I'll just finish the weather. So, excuse me. Okay, sorry, I have a frog in my throat. I have a wood frog in my throat, which we'll start hearing from them at the end of May, beginning of June. Anyway, Saturday, it's partly cloudy, highs 10 to 15 above. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow after midnight, lows 5 to 10 above. Sunday, snow likely in the morning, then snow and rain. Rain! Grady!
I'm looking forward to some rain. Rinse things off, please.
Oh, my gosh. I know, but rain in March? That's weird. Okay. Anyway, oh, let me go back to it. Snow likely in the morning on Sunday, then snow and rain in the afternoon, areas of blowing snow, highs in the upper to mid-30s. Now, see, I feel like what the weather's doing, it's 1 month early. Like, this just seems like it should be April weather, not March.
But last week, we were blizzarding. Or yesterday, it was blizzarding.
Yeah, blizzarding. Yes.
You know what word I miss from the East Coast? Flurries.
Oh, flurries. Oh, it sounds so, like, innocent. And
it's like, that's morning here. What are
All right, I have something to read, a talk line email. And the email goes like this. Two items. Good morning, KYUKers. So every time I hear the lead-in music for Talkline, I flash on Fansler. I recommend that maybe you update to that 60s pop song, Talk Too Much. I liked Fansler okay, but you know. Second, I would like to say I appreciate the city and the pool management for requiring all users to be current on their vaccinations. The only exception that should be allowed would be anyone that can present their degree in virology and infectious disease could skip the step that most people on the planet recognize as essential and valid step. That step being get the vaccination. Okay, thank you for that email.
Unpack with me. What the theme song, how's that? I don't understand. The theme song to Talkline?
Well, because I think that...
Did it happen at a time or something?
Well, I think that...
How's the association made?
Well, because maybe this person, I don't know their age, they might have started listening to Talkline during the time when it was, I think, Zach Fansler, myself, and Joe Moses.
Was the song that before, though?
I don't know. I don't know. But see, that person might be their first association with Talkline, period. And so they're feeling a little haunted, so to speak. Anyway, we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi.
Hi.
Yep. I like the term flurry. It sounds like a gentle, fluffy teddy bear type of weather.
Oh, just tapping you.
It just sounds so innocent when it's causing such havoc.
Right, exactly.
Just want to put the word out. Traditionally, the Lions Club does the Easter egg hunt. Last year, it was canceled. This year, we're not going to do it again, but we're tentatively looking at maybe doing it at a later date, like Mother's Day weekend, which is like a month later. We'll keep people informed if we're going to delay it or if it's just going to be skipped again. I don't want to skip it again, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah, we're not quite ready.
We're not there. I just don't feel safe at all doing it at all. Easter's early this year. It's the first weekend of April. And Mother's Day is the second weekend of May. So maybe if we just hold off, see what the playground looks like, see what the school situation is, and really just kind of keep a pulse on the situation to possibly do it later.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely aren't doing it in Easter weekend. It just can't happen.
Right.
And, I want to put a shout-out as a pro-vaccination person.
Mm-hmm.
I know last week someone brought up a good point of what if there's allergies. Well, they can get a card that says that, just like I have a card that says I got my vaccination. I'm sure that if there is somebody with actually a real allergic reaction or something like that. They can get a card that says that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, you know, that wouldn't be fair. But there's the people I know that didn't get a vaccination is trust issues, or nobody's going to tell me what to do, mm-hmm. or, well, I already had the virus. Well, people that had the virus are getting this sick again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the new version, the variants that are out there that came in from UK and Brazil and whatever, you can catch it again. The thing about the vaccine is it recognizes a universal thing of all of the virus versions, the spike
protein.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It recognizes that. But if you got one kind of virus, you can get sick with another kind, or you can get sick later on again because that immunity from the disease wears out. It's not like the flu. You know, people go, well, I don't get flus, and flu shots don't do me, or I haven't had. Well, this is a virus. It's different from the flu.
Mm.
And I was really happy to hear how McCoy embraced this. And when you think about it, trust issues, villages, that village has been through a lot historically on the bad end of being taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
KYUK did a video called They Never Asked Our Fathers. And they can check that video out in the library or buy it or look at it, because it shows all the wrongdoings that happened to people on that island.
From outside people.
Oh, definitely, yeah. All kinds of things. The church store business was ripping them off. Muskox was plopped on their land without their permission. The land reserve definition kind of messed up with the land claims. I mean, all kinds of things have happened to the people of McCoy-uk. But they trust science.
Mm-hmm.
97%. That's awesome.
Well, you know, what's wonderful about that is in the village of McCoy-uk, that many people vaccinated means you can have basketball games. You can have gatherings, feasts.
Yeah, you could have bingo, you could do it, you fiddle could dances.
Fiddle.
Cool.
Bingo, sure. If you have it.
Yeah, all the things, you know. And
that'll get some people vaccinated right there.
Well, it's not coming back to
bingo.
Bethel for a while. All the fun things to do are like that.
We can't do it. Not yet.
We're not even near it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the numbers are creeping up on some places, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, the vaccines need to continue, and people are not getting it. And if they have a problem with messenger RNA version, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's being used in research for cancer and MS and all kind of things. If they have a problem with that, do the Johnson & Johnson one. That's one and done. And that version is out here, too, to give. It's just, you know, when I'm just thinking, over the years, all the things you and I and anyone else has been through in the medical as far as shots and vaccinations and treatments, and, you know, get strep throat, you get a shot in the butt, all those things, we never go, well, what brand is it? What's the percentage of it? What's this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We just go with it. Yet,
right.
Yet people want to be weird about this vaccination.
Well, I think we know the foundation for that.
Well, actually, that doesn't
make
sense.
Oh, and let me tell you, you're almost out of time,
okay.
too. So just
a few
more seconds. Go ahead.
One more point.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense either. They say it's the white Republican people. Well, Donald Trump himself got the shot. He didn't do it in public, but he did it, and he told people they should get the shot. He started Operation Warp Speed. All the news was out there of all the vaccines being developed and getting off
mm-hmm,
the line.
Mm-hmm.
He promoted that. So why are his people now saying, well, I don't want the shot? This doesn't make sense at all. Okay, I'll let you guys go. I didn't know I went to 5 minutes. My goodness.
I know. You zipped it out there.
My goodness. That's usually not me. But all right. You all have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. We have another caller. Alice, I think. Yeah. Alice Crow. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. It's beautiful here in Anchorage. It couldn't be a brighter day.
Wow.
I want to thank Stephen first for standing up for our Agula Polk relatives, and Fritz Charles for his spot-on advice for people to attend meetings and speak up and let our voices be heard. I want to also put a call out or a call in to ONC candidates to speak up and share your priorities and expertise so we can vote in an informed way, and for all the ONC people to reach out and register for our April 24 annual meeting. And I call on also ONC to affirm the council's care and the rights of all of us, all adult ONC members, to vote in accordance to the 2003 ordinance that was just finally provided to us yesterday. And in that ordinance, we read that we didn't know, but if you are thinking about being a candidate, there's an opportunity to get yourself as a write-in. So if anyone's interested in that, there's a write-in opportunity for your consideration. And for those of us who are not into politics, there's 13 committees where a lot of the hard work is done. Mm-hmm. And all of you that have expertise, input to share, I just encourage you to raise your hand and say, oh, I think I could help with that because I know about that. I've done that before, or this is how it felt to be part of that. Just encourage people to get involved. And the last thing I want to say, because we're thinking about fish, my son, Gingusik, he posted to YouTube a 1968 fishing video. So if you Google Bethel Fish Co-op Crow, you can see it. It's just 12 minutes, and it's a lot of fun to see all of our relatives and Front Street and people picking up and working together.
I saw that. It's excellent. Fascinating, really.
It's
I hope people
good.
Go and look at it.
And I just want to encourage people also, I'm doing archival work, and I stumbled on that accidentally. So if you see your relatives, and I see lots of people I know, and I'm making a list of everyone we know so that it can be in the official record at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And mm-hmm. I just encourage people to post a comment or reach out to the university directly so that all of our relatives are acknowledged. There's lots of people that looked really young.
Yeah.
At that point, I was four. So, just, yeah. And the fish were really big.
I noticed, I thought about that too. I said, look at that. They're like huge. They're not as big
anymore.
And those
weren't even the big ones.
Yeah.
But those are big to us now. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's a good context setting, and it's a good example of men and women working together with their hands and their minds and their hearts and even Paul Mall cigarettes hanging out of their loose lips. So that's all I have to say. Good morning. Enjoy your day.
Good morning, Alice. You enjoy yours too. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, that's a really good video. What was the name of it again, Grady?
No, but I don't have it in front of me.
I usually write it down.
But I'll tell you what. What was the name of it? It was, the thing I saw was Bethel Fish Processing in Bethel, the thing I saw this week anyway.
Yes.
But that's not the only thing floating around. This week, I have seen so many archived caches of photographic archives of individuals sharing them on Google Drive and then sharing those Google Drives on Facebook. What I want to shout out to people, regardless of whether it's KYUK or someone on Facebook, if you know someone on those pictures, comment. It just adds that extra value in being able to find out who's who, where, and give that like expansive narrative of these awesome treasures that we find, whether they're digital or not.
Right. Okay, I'm going to give out a couple Tundra Drums announcements. Okay. ONC Senior Services will not be delivering elder lunch meals today, Friday, March 26th. Elder meal delivery will resume on Monday, March 29th. Bethel Moravian Church will have drive-in evening services during Passion Week beginning on Palm Sunday, March 28th, which is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Services will be each evening at 7 p.m. and will also be on Zoom. Okay, that's interesting. So that's drive-in evening services at the Bethel Moravian Church. KYUK's Board of Directors will hold a quarterly meeting by teleconference on Saturday, April 3rd. That's next Saturday. This meeting is open to the public. For call-in information, call 545-5337. Okay, and another announcement. ONC will be hosting the Science and Culture Camp for LKSD high school students July 22nd to August 1st. Applications are due by April 30th and can be found at the link posted on the ONC Facebook page, or contact Katie Russell at krussell@nativecouncil.org, or you can call Katie at 545-6001. That's the Science and Culture Camp for LKSD high school students, July 22nd to August 1st. Now, I know they're in the middle of planning for all that, and it's going to be really fun. So check that out. All right, our numbers to call here are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and we take emails at radio@kyuk.org. Grady. Oh.
I could give voice to it, actually, though. There's an email there from Bob Rozierski. It says, Diane, listening to History of Talk Line started with Buster. For what's going on? Here, is this ready for prime time, Diane? Are you reading with me?
Yes. Do you want me to read this?
Your show, so I don't want to take liberty there.
I'll just read the email.
Go ahead.
Right, Diane, my listening history of talk line started with Buster. Buster was booted for criticizing the powers that be many years ago. Express Yourself was Fansler's contribution.
It was, okay.
Thanks. Now, I did not know that.
Well, now that we know that, right? Because that
speaking of archives, what about our own archive for the show? this is part of the history of
right.
Talkline.
Yeah. So now that we know that that was a contribution and that indeed it changed at some point, right? Then that begs the question that the listener begged, which is it time for a change? And I'm just saying because that listener said that. Consequently, I'm sure that you and I would love to hear from listeners if they think there's a recommendation for a replacement of that song. They could email it to us, and we could, of course, have yourself think about it.
Well, he did give a suggestion in his earlier email for the 1960s pop song, Talk Too Much.
Hmm.
So
I'm going to look.
But that's only if you go past the 5 minutes. Previous to that, you can do okay. All right. So our lines are open. Now's a great time to call. And you have the numbers. You can listen to numbers are also at the website if you're ever listening via the internet and you're not sure how to call in. They're right there at KYUK Talkline website. Yeah. Okay, I think we have, do we have a short break at this point, I think? Yeah, all right, so we have a short 2 minute break. I'm Diane McGachran, you're listening to the Talk Line on 640 AM KYUK.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Kuskok fagmi tuma kliu mauk na paskak mun kui kayakak na pakayakak anakchik su tiki su ko. Ek kitok tumiakak ulisak takluni su illi. Mulngak su din ayago vichali sa asitakan ayagak saunachi. Unaking unang kitok na paimid ice road chronic.
Learning to control your diabetes is challenging. What to eat or drink, how to be more physically active, and how to use medications. All of this can reduce your risk of serious complications like blindness, stroke, and lower limb amputations. there are services in your community to help you learn new skills to manage your diabetes. Visit diabetes.alaska.gov or call 543-6133. A message from the Department of Health and Social Services Diabetes Prevention Program.
Marketplace Coverage Jam Klukbailgan Kayangut Anutit Akimech 2021 Kanshut Kimuzvich Nijalilra Nasunritovizari Kuv Baksuku Healthcare.gov Pasukayagaruku 1-800-318-2596 Unakingunung Ktukwagan Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 640 AM from 4 until 5 PM, you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with news stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Shut up!
Okay, yes. All right, we're back. Okay, well, that's one option for the song to replace if we were to replace.
Run DMC's that's version it's of Run, You Talk Too Much.
It's Run DMC's version of You Talk Too Much. Talk Too Much. Okay, yeah. And see, my initials are DMC, Diane McGackert, so... Run DMC. Anyway, let's just go to John from Anchorage to get ourselves back on track. Hello, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Probably as a result of the time, not many of your listeners got a chance to watch the presidential talk from White House yesterday, the press conference.
Okay.
Boy, it was so wonderful seeing an adult that wasn't insane spewing hate and idiocy and lies from the White House pulpit. It didn't matter what he said. It was just so wonderful to not hear all that garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sure it was noticeable. Okay, John. Well, thank you for calling in with that.
You bet. Bye.
All right, bye. So it's Carrie on Talkline. Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Diane.
Hello.
It's me.
That Carrie. Yes. Carrie, welcome.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
So I know I heard you announce earlier that the USDA boxes did not come in today. So there's not going to be a distribution in housing. We will post on our Facebook page if we do receive it in today for maybe a possible Saturday distribution. And we'll try to get the announcement out as much as possible. And then the other thing that I wanted to quickly mention is that with the food bank stuff, our food bank clients, we are looking at doing maybe a hybrid model or going back to curbside with families that don't have vehicles or elders that aren't able to get around as much, still having them on the delivery list, you know, to be brought to their doorstep or something. We'll look more into that, but we are going to start doing more notice. We're looking at maybe June. Of course, once that time gets closer, we'll have more information, but that's kind of what we're looking at for now.
Okay. Well, that's thorough. Good announcements. Thank you, Carrie. Carrie.
Thank you, Diane. And thank you for not getting back to me yet.
Oh, no. Oh, are you calling me out on air? Is that what you're doing? Carrie, is that what you're doing right now?
I am calling you out on air.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so good at returning emails, too. So if you emailed me and I did not get back to you, shame on you for not emailing me again. No, shame on me, of course. All right. I'm going to go to my office after this show, and I am going to look Carrie's name up and find out why I didn't get back to you. It's wrong, Carrie. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's okay, very wrong. All right.
I hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
I don't like the precedent this sets. If people start calling me out on air for not returning emails, we would have nothing but a show about that. I do have another option that sounds kind of cool. You want to check this out?
Oh, is this an option for the for TalkLine?
Yeah, okay. This is Joe Jones, and I'm going to jump right into it. It's You Talk Too Much.
Mm-hmm. You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet.
You even worry my pet. You know, my pet's worried.
I didn't know that was in there, and it broaches a subject that I touch with a very long pole. But I do know that you suffered a loss, and I want to tell you all week has been encumbered by the loss, your loss of Ruffian, mm-hmm. and my heart really does go out to you. And thank you.
She was a really wonderful dog. I had her for 16 years. She was a big dog. You know, her grandfather ran in the Yukon Quest or something. I don't know. She had famous bloodlines.
But she didn't get ruffled up about talk line callers, did she?
No. Oh, my goodness. Ruffian was the most gentle. I only heard, in 16 years, I might have heard my dog Ruffian bark maybe twice.
A non-barking dog, right?
And she was just wonderful. I mean, a child could ride her like a pony if they wanted to. I mean, she was just the best. But we went across Canada, hiking, camping. We did a lot of stuff. So she had a really great life, and I'm so glad I got to be part of it.
You know, the song I think people might have been recommending when they said you talk too much was George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Oh, okay.
And that sounds like this. I like this one.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Sounds like you're getting going.
Yeah.
You talk too much. You talk too much.
But see, I think that's the opposite of our show's intent.
Express
though.
Yourself was the,
yeah. Yeah, see, so talking too much doesn't really fit totally. But.
Well, I'm not saying that we are opening the doors to a floodgate of suggestions, but we are. In other words, send them in, we'll talk. It's Diane's decision, of course, and I just like the notion. That's why I got excited.
Okay.
I digress.
Okay, well, with that, our lines are open, so we hope you'll consider calling in. You can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. You can be anonymous on your calls and your emails if you're kind of the shy type. Now, I think I've gone one whole year. I have not missed a Friday talk line in this year, unless the station was playing something else.
Or right? Planned training. You may have had a planned training once. But I mean,
no,
but yes.
No.
For all intents and purposes, absolutely. Sure.
No, I think I've... I don't think so. I'm trying to remember.
Either way, you're holding down the fort, carrying
the
torch.
I'm trying to think about how long I've been on the show. Like, I think we're talking 11 years or something.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. I can't believe how fast the time goes. But there you have it. All right. So anyway, our lines are open. There's going one other announcement that's coming up on Tuesday, next Tuesday. The Federal Subsistence Board is holding a teleconference. They want to gather public comment on a request to increase the moose bag limit in Unit 18 along the lower Yukon River. The proposal wants to raise the bag limit to 3 moose from its current level of 2 moose through the end of April. If you want to participate in this conference call, you can dial. Now, see, I'm going to read these numbers over the air, but someone would have to have a pen and paper like right there next to them, and I don't know another way for them to access this information. But if you do have a pen and paper, you can dial toll-free 888-566-1030. Now, there's a passcode for that number, and it's 3344290. Okay. So that's how you can participate in the teleconference happening on Tuesday. Of course, they don't say the phone, they don't give the time. So sometime on Tuesday, the Federal Subsistence Board is holding a teleconference. So the proposal is to increase the bag limit for moose from 2 to 3 for the end of April in Unit 18. So if you have information on what time that call is, that would be great. You can call in and let us know. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. We're going to go to Mr. Hoffman. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, I need some more answers, you might say. I see that these little kids are going to school now. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing that they're finally going to school a little late in the year. It's almost time to get out.
I know.
What worries me, ma'am, is, you know, we elders here, I mean, elders and the older generation, the majority of us has gotten their shots, and we feel a little bit safer.
Mm-hmm.
And like you've heard, the churches, you're even having church outside and gatherings and 6 feet apart and washing your hands all the time and doing that, and that's good. What worries me, ma'am, is our little children, they never get shots yet. And, you know, I hope someday, very soon, that they are able to get shots for them little guys, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that we've put rules and regulations throughout the region, you can't do this, and you can't come visit, you can't, and yet our community, we allow our little kids to go to school and gather, play with each other, and they go home, and you know, I'm just worried, I don't know what they bring home, I hope they're in good health. I just hope, what I'm really hoping for is that they find shots for these little guys too, you know, so that they could be extra guaranteed that they be safe. That's my only concern, because, you know, we hear about what we can and what we can't do in our community, wear masks everywhere we go and all that. And yet, yeah, we allow our kids to go and gather in the school buses, in the schools without getting vaccinated. I hope somebody works on that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because if something happens to one of these kids and it spreads, it's going to be very scary.
Yeah, then there's some places where they are starting trials with children and vaccinating children.
You
so.
Know, I don't want to use our children for testing trials and stuff. I would rather see them get shots, you know. Them other people can worry, do the testing if they want to, but it concerns me that I would not like it to see our community as one of the testy sites.
It's not. It's
but
not.
It's good that they're going to school, and I hope I hope and pray that everything goes well with them.
Mm.
I was just concerned and hope somebody out there has communication with the people that make shots and get that little vaccination for our little guys, you know. I worry about them. They're the future of our life, them little guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I got, ma'am.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you. All right. So we have a little archival information. So the song Express Yourself, which is used to intro Talkline, was chosen by former KYUK DJ and host Ribo Shore. So Ribo must have put that in there.
Did you just get that from somewhere else, another source, or is there an email I'm missing?
Oh, I got it from Kristen Hall.
Ah. Oh, she's chiming in.
And nice. She would know.
Yes, of course, of course.
So she probably looked it up.
I'm glad she's paying attention because she'll have a good opinion too. I was looking at lyrics of the Run DMC song while we were listening to Mr. Hoffman.
Yeah, you always want to review the lyrics.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool song.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, wow.
There's a few cool songs out there. But,
okay, I'm going to have to look that up.
I guess I should stay focused so we don't miss a caller is really the watchword of the show.
That's right. All right. So
I have been happy to hear from one caller this show who was calling from one of our new, not a new caller anyway. He listens from Anchorage, but he was a new caller. Again, shouting out to new callers, first-time callers, especially if you're in one of the new repeater villages, please let us know you hear us.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so our lines are open, and, you know, we like to have the air filled by you, the listeners. And Wilson, looks like we have a call from Wilson. Good morning, Wilson.
Hold on.
Okay. Wilson's calling from his car.
I had to take it off speaker because, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a beautiful day here in Anchorage, and it seemed like the police do their job over here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're good. I don't know about Bethel, though, but I heard so much going wrong over there. I feel for the public, you know, because they're not... I feel like they're not being served properly, you know. I can only speak from my experience while I was living there. Times that I've called, it would appear to me that the dispatcher is the judge and jury on whether or not a cop is sent out. And even if it's an emergency, why did you take so long? Oh, we have 1,000 calls ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the emergency part would be just like at the hospital. What's your level of pain? I always say 11 and a half. So I take priority, you know, because if you say 3 or 7, you might be seen later on in the next life, you know. So, yeah, I don't know what can be done to correct that, you know.
Yeah.
If I was a police chief, I would look into changing the methodology of the dispatcher, you know. Just do away with level of threat to the cop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any weapons involved? If they don't know, they don't know, you know. Just check them out, you know. Reports of assault and or any kind of misconduct by other people, it's still not handled properly. So I feel for my hometown and its people, and I think, you know, it's always going to be a can of worms until something changes. I feel for Bethel. But anyway, I'm here in Anchorage, and it's a beautiful day. It's what you make it. It could be pouring rain and be gray and dingy, but it's what you make it that matters. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Wilson. We're going to go to Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To both of you and the people of the YK Delta. I'm with Bobby Gaya, and I reluctantly gave I didn't give my two grandkids permission to go back to school, but their parents did. If it was my decision, I would have kept them home, but a year ago they were called out of school, and we came this far, but I think we owe a big guayana to all the workforce and the people that kept the world turning. All the city workers and grocery store workers, health, they put their own lives at risk. And guayana to all of you. Holy. And that was, maybe that was God's way of bringing us together. That's what we need to do in this world, besides all the turmoil and hate going on. That's what I take it like. Maybe the big man upstairs gave us this pandemic to get along with each other. But anyway, we owe these people that came together during this COVID-19. We're not over it yet. Gaia's right on that. And people are getting too comfortable and it's coming back. So we still need to take precautions and follow them health rules. In closing, somebody mentioned tribes. I passed our old KVNA building. That's where the tribes used to meet. As a teenager, I peeked in and, I felt the power and tribal unity in there. They were in charge. That's gone. Tribes everywhere. We need a tribal unity once more. This is our land and waters. I don't see that. Back then, as a teenager, I peeked in that meeting and I went out about my life without worrying about it. It was in their hands. They had control, the tribes. We need that back. But anyway, my mom used to warn me about this March weather. Pretty soon it's going to be April. And she used to warn me on March's unpredictable weather, us hunters and gatherers. And it's good to encourage our young people, our hunters and gatherers, to bring their compass and GPSs and use the buddy system.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll be sunshine, and all of a sudden,
and then
it happened to me too, but all of a sudden there's fogs, blizzards, snow.
Yeah.
It's odd. My mom used to warn me on this month anyway, but my dad, he let me learn the hard way, and he always had a smirk on his face. So, good morning.
Oh, no. And okay. Good morning. You too. All right. Thank you, Yvonne. We're going to go to Stephen Alexi from Nebosiak. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, round two. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Since you guys were talking about songs, maybe you guys should try choose a local oldie. I think there was a song, one guy, I believe he was from Kipnick, he used to sing. I can't remember his name, but he has some good songs.
That's and a then, good idea.
And then as for the Federal Subsistence Board meeting, I think it's time for Unit 18 to get, they're talking about the Yukon portion. They're always saying that portion of Yukon, Unit 18. I think it's time to at alphabetic Unit 18 A, B, C, just like the rest of the Alaska has. Unit 19 has A, B, C, D. You know, that's what we need here.
Huh.
And just so people won't get confused.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hunt on the Yukon, not Yukon, I guess on the Yukon side too, Kuskokwim area, we always hunt with two regulation books. One was the state of Alaska and one with the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. You know, that's how we grew up, and I was trying to follow who's who and where we're hunting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the reasons we need to regionalize and, you know, get into working agreements with the state, the federal, and so that all will be in unity instead of hunting was two separate books in our area. And, you know, back when, for fishing, back when the state was, you know, in management, I think, what's his name, he retired, Duck Bew, used to have a pretty good forecast by this time of how much fish are going to return. The new fish and game managers should be able to look at the historical data and see how much fish is going to come instead of, oh, this is an estimate, you know, projected in Bristol Bay. They always project 50 plus million red salmons returning, and they're able to determine by their DNA of where each fish are going to return. Like there's many different tributaries in Bristol Bay, and they're able to determine how much of that red salmon is going to come to the Kuskokwim. I think last year it was 2%, if I'm not mistaken, that was returned, that red salmon's. They were able to determine that they're coming to the Kuskokwim. So if they have that capability, I think the Kuskokwim River should have some sort of data already going on, especially with Yukon. You know, they've had the sonar up at the pilot station for, you know, over two decades, maybe more. And the Yukon has struggled worse than us on the king salmon side because they have a treaty with the Yukon territory where certain number of kings have to pass through them before they even open up there. Good morning, Mark.
Okay. Good morning, Stephen. That was a good overview. Appreciate that. Well, Grady, I think it's time for us to wrap up, no?
It's a great show, though.
Yeah, really nice. Thank you, everyone, for calling. So appreciate it. And your emails. I hope you'll, any of you who have not called in or ever emailed, I hope you'll consider next time. And I will be there to get your call, and so will Grady. All right. This is Diane McGachran, KYUK 640 Talkline. And there's a repeat of the show tonight. 7-8.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
Express yourself. We'll be right back.